Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, freshman. I don't know if they tow you in from Bora Bora. Mike, does Sito go as far as Bora Bora?
I'm sure they would love to go to Bora Bora.
Well, tell us about your little vacation you went. Cullen Steele, he looked up where Bora Bora was and immediately got scared. He turned pale white. Tell us about the place.
Well, this was a birthday gift for my wife. You know, she turned 25, and she's excited about a nice vacation for a landmark birthday. So that was her idea to go out that way. And, of course, I just kind of tagged along. I tell you, you know, you guide for as many years as I have, you get used to looking at the weather forecast. And whenever you pull up the Shell Beach buoy on my phone, it tells me how far away I am from the buoy. And I was in Bora Bora, and that's just under 5,200 miles away from the buoy at Shell Beach. So it's a good ways away. Nice tropical weather and beautiful scenery. I think at nighttime it got down to the high 70s, and the hottest point of the day was in the low to mid 80s, and a little bit less humidity than we normally have around here. So a beautiful, relaxing setting, and that's exactly what we did. Lots of relaxing.
Yep. Great to get away from it. When you want to get away, that's about the ultimate on getting away. Speaking of birthdays, guess whose birthday is tomorrow? I bet you know.
Oh, I do know. Our good friend is going to be 99.
99, yeah.
Yep, I'm going to try to get a cake and go visit him. It's going to be one of my calls later today, see how he's doing, and if he can squeeze in a little visit. Jacqueline and I would both love to go pay him a visit and sing him happy birthday in person.
We're talking about Dutch Prager, the one and only, one of the most enjoyable people to spend a day on the water with. And, Mike, you've done it an awful lot. He's a great guy. He's a great companion. And, you know, he's going for the 100 mark. Hopefully he'll be able to continue fishing for quite a while. He's a very faithful listener to this radio program, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he's listening and I get a call right when I hang up with you. And that
he'll
would be
ask
welcomed
you,
also.
He said, when you got an opening? When it warms up, I'm coming fishing.
Yeah, I'm ready to take him.
Well, speaking of this cold weather, you might want to run down if people are going to get out. We're talking about temperatures probably 55 to 58 right now and sinking lower than that with that Arctic blast coming in. So if people are going to fish, what can you tell them? How can you advise them?
Well, obviously some of the fish that the cold doesn't affect as bad will be, a better target for you to target when it gets cold. Redfish and sheephead. Flounder don't seem to be as affected by the cold as much. The freshwater catfish have seemingly still been plentiful in the local area. And that would be my advice. I would get some fresh market shrimp or live bait if your local marina has live bait. I know Wrigley's Marina does have live bait. They don't wiggle too much when it gets very cold, but they're still live bait and the fish will still eat them. That would be my approach. I'd fish the live bait on a drop shot in the deeper holes, and I wouldn't leave early. I might leave the dock at 10 o'clock, start fishing at 10:30 or so, and my target, if I were going to try to target trout, would maybe be in that 1 to 3 p.m. time range in the, the latter part of the day, which is going to be the warmest part of the day. And, like you talked about earlier today, and most of your field reporters have stated, if you want to catch those trout, it's going to be a real slow, methodical presentation of your lure or your shrimp. The bite's going to be really soft, and they really won't fight a whole lot in this cold. Of course, it's a thrill to catch them any way you can catch them. So that would be my advice. Downsize all your equipment. Smaller, lighter lines, smaller hooks, and, be patient. Fish very methodically. I try to make my cast, 6 inches apart, and I'll put two anchors out so the boat doesn't move at all, and then I'll fan cast and really try to cover an area because they could be in a very small, people say they're stacked up. They could be really in a small location, the size of, say, the hood of your vehicle. So that's only a 6x6 area. You think about how much water is out there, how much bottom's out there, and 30 fish are all in a small spot the size of the hood of your vehicle, pretty small. That's why you'll want the boat not to move at all. Try to get a landmark in the background so that if you do find them, you can cast right back to it every time.
Mike, hopefully we'll be able to get some reports next week because there's not going to be a lot of fishermen out there to give us reports on what they're finding and where they're finding them. So hopefully we'll get a few reports. Let me ask you this. Bass, for the past couple of years, bass has become a very important bycatch on your trips, particularly when you were red fishing around some of the brackish marshes. But this year, I guess because low rivers and a drought, didn't seem like you've been reporting on catching as many bass as you normally do.
Yeah, it's low river, higher salinity, and bass seem to can tolerate salinities up into about 4 parts per thousand. So I would imagine when the salt in our area, the salinity, when it got a little higher, those bass migrated, I would assume, further north, mm-hmm. Up the river or further back into those marshy areas. We've caught a few on occasion. I remember telling you several years back that I had maybe caught 30 bass in my first 15 years of guiding, and now I could target bass and go catch 30 in a day. Well, we're sort of back to that lean when it comes to the bass. I know there's some around the Pearl River area, some of that marsh deep around Chef Pass seems to have some, but they don't tolerate the salt water near as well.
Gotcha. Mike, people can find you on my website. You're at aaofla.com. Give them that telephone number if they're interested in looking ahead and doing some wintertime fishing with you.
We'll be happy to take them if we can, if the weather allows us. And that number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Any plans to go back to Bora Bora, maybe for Jacqueline's 30th birthday, maybe?
She said she really enjoyed it and was looking forward to going back. I guess I'll have to go. You know, I'm the security department.
Gotcha. So, all right, Mike. Thanks for the report, as always. And, again, happy birthday to our buddy, Dutch Prager.
Happy birthday, Dutch. We'll talk to you soon.